Let's talk a little bit about Conklin. It will be opening back up in the fall, correct?
In the fall,
okay.
Yes.
How long was it closed for?
Well, it was only closed since, I don't know, not too long. It's only been less than a year.
Okay.
Because we moved the administration buildings. Conklin was originally a school.
Okay.
An elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
For many, many years. It's a very old building.
Okay.
And then we moved the administration building out. One of the biggest challenges in our district, and I think you and I have talked about it before, is we're the only one of the only growing districts in the state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, falling short of New York, and we're actually a larger, I mean, percentage-wise, we're a larger growing district because of the refugee population. So it poses challenges for
sure.
us, and all of our schools were overcrowded.
Okay.
We had originally looked at reopening Wetmore, but the cost to reopen the building was just wasn't feasible.
Right.
And that was probably the best opportunity for us, especially given the fact that one of the reasons why we moved the administration building out is that building was going to require so much money in repairs, and because it's an administration building, it was going to have to come out of our general fund, and almost to about $16 million, because there was asbestos, heating system, windows, roof, everything needed to be redone, even as an administration building. The state, when we were dealing with them, had come in and said, hey, look, we love Conklin. They looked at the building and said, it's a no-brainer. We'll fund that. We'll fund Conklin being back into a school. And the reason why is because when they looked at our VersaTran, or it's a program that we have that identifies where all the student population is,
mm-hmm.
we had a boom of student population in that area. So it's almost going to be a neighborhood school again, which is one of the things that I always thought was the greatest thing that
sure.
that we had as a district.
Sure, and we'll get into that in just a second. What does Conklin hold, about 400-plus, something in that area?
Probably closer to 600, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned neighborhood schools. And is that how student populations are divided up now? Are they divided up by neighborhood? How are they divided
No,
up?
Now they're divided up as we had a magnet program. Back, and it was well before my time, I just hear stories about the federal. We were under federal mandate for equality in all our schools.
Mm-hmm.
So we started this wonderful magnet program years ago. And a magnet program basically means that you can go to a different school. You apply and you can go to a different school outside of your normal neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people, we bus kids throughout, and a lot of it had to do with racial balance.
Okay.
That was originally why we were doing that. And that's one of the things that we're so cautious about, even with Conklin now, is to make sure that that school is also racially balanced. But it is on its own because the neighborhood is such a melting pot.
Well, wouldn't it make more sense financially to have neighborhood schools so you're not busing students from, you know, one side of, you know, Utica right. to the other side of Utica?
Yeah, and I think, and Mr. LaPole always says this, and he said, you know, that when you started to see some of the demise of our neighborhoods was because you saw that neighborhood schools would go away, people would go away.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually may have been some truth to that, and I agree with him. Nothing's better than to be in your own neighborhood with your own students, your own friends, and your own,
sure.
no cost, you know, the busing cost. See, the problem is that the state years ago came up with this idea that, you know, closing schools down, reconsolidating, making larger schools, and busing, and they said, well, we'll pick up the busing costs because they do pay 90% of the busing. So that was the trend.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're seeing the trend kind of go back to another way, and it's unfortunately in education over the years you see trends.
Mm-hmm.
And the newest and greatest thing. And I always say that, you know, keep what works.
Great advice. Chris Salentino, the Utica School Board President. So then how will these 600-some seats in Conklin be filled? How are you going to determine who goes
well,
there?
Well, that was the challenge. And I know we're having a workshop coming up. Basically, what we had to do for two reasons. Number one is, and you and I, I think, talked about the sixth grade going back into the elementary school, which was something that the parents really wanted. I think many of the people in the not only in the district but in the community wanted to see the younger kids out of the junior high. So we're going to see the sixth grade going back. And we had to do that because we have a major renovation that's going to be going on in Donovan, and we need to have some swing space in that building while we work on classrooms. So it was really a kind of a good time to do that, to make that move. And then what we also, that was probably going to be one of the last phases. The next thing is going to be to, we're going to suspend the magnet program, meaning that we have to figure out who, you know, in that neighborhood, we need to fill that school. And we've had so many positive calls from parents saying, hey, you know what, they're excited. And you know what's great about it? It's going to be a brand new school. Technology in the building, it's going to have some really great things. Kind of tricked out, if you will. You know?
Well, I would think that would make it an easy sell. Granted, everybody kind of wants to send their kids to the school that they've been in. You don't really want to separate friends, and you really don't want to take kids off their pattern because that's never really a good thing. But I would think to come into a brand new school, you know, and have all the advantages of a new school,
got to be
a pretty good sell.
And you know what's great? What's unfortunate is now is you have some young kids getting on the bus. They're on, like my daughter, for instance. She takes the bus to North Utica, and for JFK, and you see these kids getting on a bus. They're up at 6. They're on the bus by 6:15, 6:30, 6:45. It's tough. They'll be able to just walk to their schools for many of them. I mean, within 0.35 miles radius of Conkling, there's almost 300 students for that school. But we've been working, our committee worked 6 months on this transformation and trying to figure out what and how, and they presented it to us. And the board didn't disagree with it. We just looked at it and said, we need a workshop. We need to understand it better before we make this decision. I was involved in the process along the way, so I knew that nothing is going to change. It's going to be the process. I mean, we worked so hard on it, and we did take into consideration, like you had said, two siblings, we need to make sure that everybody stays together too. So that was a challenge. But Conkling's going to be what we call a three deep school, which is there's going to be three classes for each grade.
Oh, okay. All right. We're talking to school board president Chris Salentino now. Of the schools, of the elementary schools that are currently open, is one more overcrowded than the rest?
They're all overcrowded.
All the schools are overcrowded. So it certainly is necessary to have Conkling back open and to kind of redistribute these children.
Absolutely. Okay. And, you know, when you look at the growth that we've had, it's just amazing. I mean, we're basically going to open up a school. That'll tell you we're going to have probably 600 and something kids in that building. And that's going to take out of all of the other schools because now we're bringing kids back in from their neighborhood back into the area. And I think it's going to be a positive thing for many of those students because even the parents, it's a lot easier for them to be in a local school than to be in the city.
Parents are certainly going to have something to say about this. How do they do that? Are people encouraged to come to school board meetings? How do you speak to the school board?
We actually sent out a poll for parents, and we did poll them. And I would say a good portion of it, and I haven't gotten everything back yet from what I'm hearing, very positive.
Good.
Very positive feedback.
All right.
Because, you know, again, kids are traveling all over the place right now, and it's going to be even a cost of savings to the taxpayers with the, like you had said, the busing and a lot of that. Right now, we have, our rule is if you're within a mile of the school, there's no busing. Now, state mandates really that it should be 2 miles, but we've always kept it the mile. We can change that locally. So, and if there's hardship cases, we're also taking that into consideration. If we have someone in the neighborhood and they have to continue on busing, we take that on a case-by-case basis. So it's not like we're saying, this is it, sure. And that, no, it's not that way at all.
You know, it's interesting, and we're speaking with school board president Chris Salentino, and I'll get you out of here because I know you've got places to be this morning. But in many respects, I was thinking about this last night, you might have the toughest job in the city, even more so than our mayor, any of the city councilors. I'm not blowing smoke here.
No.
But what you do directly impacts, you know, people's children.
Anytime you deal with children, It's a enormous responsibility, and I have this philosophy of my own that first comes children, then our staff, and then everybody else, because our children are the most important commodity that we have, and we have such a we have such a diversity in our schools, and when you look at what our children are exposed to and the experiences they get, it's absolutely wonderful. And all my kids are going, went through the schools. And I remember my son Chris coming home one day and saying, "Hey, you know, we were in, I think it was in one of the science classes." And he said, "We had 13 different languages that were spoken in that classroom." The teacher went around the room and asked, you know,
"Wow,
does anybody speak a language?" Everybody raised their hand and they went through 13 different languages. And that was in one class.
No kidding.
So but that same diversity that we celebrate.
It's a challenge.
Is what exactly challenges us as a district financially and under test scores, because you have a child that comes in. Let's say a child came in from Burma today, and tomorrow was the standardized testing. Under state requirements, that child has to take it. Get a zero on it, it affects our test scores. And that's one of the things I plan on going to Albany and talking to the commissioner about and saying, hey, look, we need some relief from this.
I believe we talked about that last time as well. Yeah. All right. School board president Chris Salentino. We'd kind of like to follow up on this.
How would you like to come and take a walk through Conkling and see how it's going?
I'd love to.
I'd love to invite you anytime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Matter of fact, I will call you and we'll have you go through. That way you can come back and say how it's going.
Fantastic.
Everyone how
I'd
going
like to
well.
Be able to give a first-hand report.
Love to have
perspective.
You. I will talk to you about that.
Okay. Chris, thank you very much for coming in. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.